Alright, good luck. So, short recap. Last week, we were discussing the more musa part of tzedakah, the mitzvah zaseh, the mitzvah leisaseh. And we ended off actually discussing inyanim of the form of tzedakah. You're supposed to always make sure to give me'atayiv, yafa. Talked about the inyan of beautifying your shuls and your batei midrashim. Chalila, that I came with a taina, but I guess there's an inyan that we should needs improvement on all of us. I got the Sunday, I was at a Chanukah Zabayis for Toris Chaim. It's a high school here, Rabbi Slamowitz's high school, and I can tell you that whoever was there saw the base medrash, would know that they taka did it, my yafshan of Shabbat Chosav. I mean, it was definitely.
You can say it over there.
Basically, is the halach at the end of last week was that. Sifches was that in Bona based Tfilah Yenomi based Yeshivasai. And when I asked Yolam, does anyone have his dining room nicer than the shul that his shul nicer than the dining room that he has at home or living room, somehow I didn't really get a response. No one was able to tell me with a definite yes. So I'm telling you that by Teres Chaim, the Taka did it very nicely. All right. And what we're going to try to cover this week in Yad Hashem is more nyanim of the sheer nesina, how much you're supposed to be giving, the gedarim of Maisa. Maisa is going to be a number of weeks to conquer the topic of Maisa Ksofim. I should say that actually this week we have in this week's parsha by Avram Avinu that he gave Maisa to Malki Tzedek. You have other makaris of Maisa, and we're going to Yad Hashem go through them. I'd like to talk about an inyan. I think that right now, mice and these inyanim of qualifying how much and what the takonas are, the shirim, I think is very appropriate. I could tell you some stories that happened lately. Right now, the gathering together, poiskim, gedele poiskim, over 70 gedele poiskim are convening in Eretz Yisrael to dan this epidemic, I don't know what you want to call it, this problem that people are giving too much of the Nechasim Tzedakah. They're going bankrupt because of it. Share with you some stories. There's a grocery store who delivers and has credit, and when he found out about a number of Mishpachos Aniyos, so he decided to not charge them for their grocery bill. And over time, he collected a nice a number of Mishpachos here, 25, 30 mishpachas who never can afford the food, and he supplies it for them for free. Basically, what ended up, it cut into his profit, and now this grocery store is teetering on bankruptcy. Give you another story. There was a person who went to, at the beginning of the year, September, went at the beginning of the year to negotiate his tuition, and the administrator tells him about a mishpacha in the school, who never can't afford to pay tuition, has numerous children in the school, and he decided that he's going to pay the $25,000 tuition bill of this family. He himself couldn't afford to do so. He himself only earns about $75,000, so basically he gave a nice chunk of his salary, and he himself is now a nitzrich. There's someone here who has a real estate. This is what he does for a living. He has a number of houses that he rents out. And in the past few months, he's heard of a number of chasanim who just got married and Nebuch, they couldn't afford to buy a house. So he slowly gave away each. To this family, he gave a house. And to this chasan, and to this colleague, gave a house. And right now, he doesn't have really any real estate left to make parnasa. And you can have another person who supplies. He's a supplier, he's in the wholesale business, and he heard Nebuch of a mishpacha who's going through a tragic time. They have an illness in the family and they need to raise money for medical expenses, and he wanted to be mishtata, but he didn't have, so he sold his delivery truck to be able to be mishtata in the hitzayis of the refuah. But right now he doesn't have a delivery truck, so basically he had to close down his business. I mean, the stories go on and on. Now, everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. The truth of the matter is, I'm not crazy. I might be dreaming, but I'm not crazy. this type of scenario and on happened, just didn't happen now. It happened 2,000 years ago. It says, "Beusha hiskinu hamavazes al yavazes yesem mechemish." What happened was, is it was a time that people were going bankrupt, Keseda, people were Nebuch being Nitzrach Labrius, because when they saw other people being Nitzrachim, they gave away their money and they were Mafanis other people until they themselves went into poverty. It was such a problem, it was such a widespread problem that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Sanhedrin actually, Beusha, had to get together. Over the Sanhedrin is the greatest Chachamim of the time. We're talking about 71 Chachamim and got together and made a Takana. This was their Takana. They made Beusha Yiskino HaMevazveis HaYivazveis Yis Mechamish. You're not allowed to give more than a fifth away of your Nechasim to Tzedaka. How is it possible that this was a widespread problem? How is it? I mean, we don't see this problem today. What happened? What went on? People think that we're trained that the mitzvah tzedakah is you give a little bit, you give to this person, you yaitza. It's a nesina, you give a nadava, whatever it is, shavar putak, shavar me, whatever it is, and you yaitza. The mitzvah tzedakah, there are many mitzvahs I say, and there's two lois I say, whatever. But the yisoid, the mitzvah of tzedakah is day maksoiri. To provide for somebody's needs, whatever he's lacking. You have to fulfill whatever he needs, day maksoiri, fully. If a person is a nitzrach and he needs to get married, and the chasna expenses are $40,000, you give him a dollar, you're not jaitza. You have to give him $40,000. That is the mitzvah de maksoire. Anything less, you mavatal a mitzvah sasei deraisa, many mitzvah saseis. That is the chiyuv of the Torah. And what happened was, the Aruch HaShulchan explains, is that b'zman habayis, where Baruch Hashem, there was Oisha, and the Aniyim were Muatim, we were in the position, Klal Yisrael as a whole, were in the position to provide fully for the needs of all the Aniyim, to the point that there was no poverty. It means anyone who was in the poverty level was provided for by the community, and there was no Ani left. Everyone had their share. It means they had the ability, they had the Hasagas Yad to provide for all the Aniyim. B'zman HaKurban, when we went into Galus, this mitzvah went into Galus too. What happened was is that the Aniyim were Nisrabo, and the Ashiris was Mismayit. So Mimelo, we have a problem on here. We cannot provide the Maksari for the Aniyim anymore. We can't do that. It wouldn't be enough. If we take all the Ashirim in the world and get everyone together and make a list of all the Aniyim in the world, you'll see it won't work. We can't do it. And Mimelo, it had to be adjusted. Mimelo, we had to now shift into a bidiyavid level. Instead of having the lechatchila, the mitzvah, in its purest form of Dei Maksoire, which we cannot fulfill anymore, we now have to do...
Mark Grumpa says that he told over the month already in a
third. Yeah. And, but we discuss it afterwards, but in Echnami. So Mimelo, Zakta Arkashuka, now already we are in a different matziv, and it's very difficult, it's hard for us to be Makayim the Dei Maksoire. And that's the significance of Beusha Hiskinu. What happened was, what's Usha? What's the town of Usha? If you look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that B'Soif of Bayisheni, Sanhedrin started to go into Golas, and there were 10 Golases. And Usha actually was... Twice they were in Usha, number 4 and number 6. The Golas number 4 and Golas number 6 means while they were moving around the Sanhedrin, they were in Usha twice. Once by Meir Ram and Gamliel, once by Meir Shim ben Gamliel, they were in Usha. In between they were in Yavna. Pasha's this takana is Mavun Yashami. This takana happened in the second Usha, but after Ram Gamliel, the Zman of Ram Shim ben Gamliel. By that time, when they were in Usha, Rashi in Shabbos says in the Daf Tesvav Mebeis that Beusha was Kama Shonim Acha Churban Habayis. It was shortly after, a number of years after the Churban Habayis. So that means their fathers, means the door before that, were Bizman Habayis. So it means I was in a household that I saw my father when an Oni came knocking on the door and he needed to get married. My father didn't give him $5 at the door. My father wrote it a check for $25,000. Because at that point it was a chiv of Dei Maksoire. And we were mechunach, every single one in Klal Yisrael was mechunach in this mitzvah, in this standard of Dei Matzor. That's how you give tzedakah. You don't give tzedakah by just giving money, $18. That's not tzedakah. Tzedakah is Dei Matzor. You sit down with a guy and you find out what exactly he needs and you fulfill his needs and you write out a check. Or that's it. It's over. There's no... And everyone in Klal Yisrael was mechunach, Baruch Hashem, at that time, they were mechunach in the proper way of giving tzedakah. And they went into Galus and they thought that that's the way they're supposed to still be giving tzedakah. And all of a sudden, slowly over time, their neem were being nisraba, and their shears was being mismayit, and it wasn't working anymore. And people didn't know that, so to speak, the chiv is limited now. So you can have somebody giving away his delivery truck for someone else's needs, because that was Dei Matzorah. He didn't know that there was a limitation to that mitzvah. He never saw it. They were mechunach for 1,000 years differently. They were mechunach for 1,000 years. They kept the mitzvah b'meloya of Dei Matzorah. And that's how you could have the grocery stores. They could have all the inyonim of Dei Matzorah. And that's, we lost that. I mean, when I said the mitzvah went to the Golas, never, part of the Golas is that we lost the way to do this mitzvah properly. We don't even have the havamin of doing this mitzvah properly. Don't even, most people don't even think that the chiv is really Dei Matzorah. Just, no, I can't do it, so I have to do something. And that was the chiddush of Chazal. The chiddush of Chazal that they were able to put a cap on the mitzvah. Hamavazeh Zayavazeh Zayasim Mechemish. It's a chiddush of Chazal. Where did they get that? Hamavazeh Zayavazeh Zayasim Mechemish. Where did they get that? Different mafarshim say different pshatim. But the Aruch HaShulchan comes from a Gemara that says that you're not supposed to give. He has a pasuk by your Erchin. You can't give all away all your money. So they had to draw the line. So we know you can't give away all of it, and we know you have a chiv to give away something, but they're like, sorry, so where do you draw the line? Others say that it's a pashat asvara that chayecha koidmin, so if you're going to put yourself into a matzav that you might go bankrupt, you're not mechuyev to do that, so chayecha koidmin. So they had to be magbil, they knew that there had to be a gvul, and they came, reif chachmosim, and they were magbil, that the gvul is a chaymish. More than that, you're not mechuyev. Dei Matzorah stops at a chaymish. After that, a person needs tzedakah. Nope. You have to go to the next person. But I'm maxed out. I ready with my chaymish. I can't give more. We're going to learn what chaymish is and how to be magdar a chaymish. And that's Yad Hashem hopefully we'll cover tonight. So it's in the first sif. But it's a chiddush. You needed to come on to Sanhedrin to understand that chiddush, to be able to put a cap to it. Even that, even with going bankrupt. Maybe that's Yechiv. Yechiv is Dei Matzorah.
So we didn't have to give away the whole chaimish to the one person. I'm saying it's the limit in Dei Matzorah. So
what to do today? We'll get him at Hashem. We're going to learn. I'm just talking about first the basics of qualifying it. That it's
each person.
Every single person had a chiv of Dei Matzorah.
Even though there's 10 Hashim that could split it up.
If he came to me and he's not going around, we're going to learn Yad Hashem. But if he's not going around to other people to collect tzedakah, he's coming to me, as he's not in a position to collect door to door. It's shalei b'chayde. He doesn't have the koyak. It's not, you know, it's not like today you do these mailings. So what happened was, is yes, if he knocks on my door, then I got to be mekayim his name
Akzayrei. And even if 10 people knocking at one door.
If I have the ability to be Mekayim Dei Matzorah and all 10 people, yes. And if he knocked on my door and I have that koyak, I should give away everything, right? And that is the mitzvah, nothing less. It's today that we're all anus and we're b'dievet because unfortunately there's so many aniyim. But b'yisoid, if you are in the position of doing Dei Matzorah, that is the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah ki tikuna. So Grada, and that's what we're going to get up to. Other mitzvahs that say you're not mechuyev more than a chaymish. Where is it brought down? It's brought down in Hilchos Sukkah by an Esrig, Tafresh Menvav. And it's learned out, where does it come from? You're not mechuyev. The lashon of the Ramah is ben yiruchim, that even for mitzvah iveris ain't circle of vazveis hain rav ukemaisha amraham avazveis al yavazveis yesim yechemish. So you're not mechuyev to give more than a chemish for all other mitzvahs asayis as well. However, the Ramah continues over there. Avoloisase, but for alav yitin koma meine kodem shayava. But for aloisase, you have to give away all your money before you're over alav. So that we learn out, this inyan that we learn out from mitzvahs, aseis, and not mechuyev to give more than chaymish, we learn out from tzedakah. The makar is tzedakah. The makar was in Usha. That was the chiddush that they had. But Usha is kino hamavazis ayavazis yesum yechaimish. And we're learning out to other mitzvahs asay, but not to mitzvahs lois asay, only to mitzvahs asays. My brother shows us the kasha that we learned in last week that by tzedakah, chutz from the many asays that there are also lois asays. There's lois ametz, leisera. There are lois asays by tzedakah too. So if you have a chiyuv by lois asay to give away all your money before you over a lois asay, how in the world could they limit it to a hachaymish? You should have a chiv. Enochanami, it means going bankrupt yourself. And enochanami, it means other tzaris that you can't afford, you won't have food or furniture, whatever it is. Or you'll yourself have to be nitzrak lebriz, but l'chari, if you have a lav, and ishtetin chazal, that for a lav, it's kapaskin la'alocha, for a lav, you have to give away korban mina. It means even if you become a nani ve'avyon, even if it means you have to be heilich and mevakish ala psachim. If someone tells you have to eat chaza or other lavim, you have to give away all your money, even if it means you'd be turned into a nani. So how could it be? How could Usha? How could Usha Iskina? How could the Sanhedrin be misakin that for this inyan of tzedakah you don't have to give away all your money? L'chayish, you have to give away all your money as to, for the lav. They discuss it. They discuss it.
You know, like having two anim. You have two anim.
Right.
So you have to give the first one, the second one gets nothing.
First come, if he comes, if you they're both kaimi b'shas b'vazakas, okay. But first you have the. Oh, he himself is going to become a nani. Okay, so you have to give away half his nechazim. So how can it be? I'm a vazir, I a vazir, yesim yichaimish. So grada. Sorry. But the sheer of not being not, the sheer of tzedakah is the Torah is megala is day maksoy. Anytime you should know the truth of the matter is that the mitzvahs I say mitzvah lois I say are not always in the same oifen. Lamashon, mitzvahs I say is always you have a chiv to give to aniim. Or mitzvahs lois I say of loisamet is only if you know that you're aniim and misalim ayim imenu, which we're going to learn in mitzvah shem, or loisamet he's mevakish from you and you don't give him. But minestam, okay, but even in that case, when you have an oni asking you, how could it be, the guy is coming at your door and he says he has to make chasna, he already has one chasna that he made last year that he's still in debt for, and now he has to make another chasna, and he has to buy a deer, he needs $200,000. How could you go ahead and give him $10? You should have to give him $200,000. All it means that you're going bankrupt, okay, so what? But for a lav, you have to give away all your money for a lav. How could it be? Oh. So God is the prima godam, there are, sorry? And economic, so someone to say that I want to bring out two. There are many terutzim set to discussion. I just want to share with the Elam two terutzim. One terutz is what you're suggesting is it's a chakir. It's not pasha at all. It's machlekes achreinim gadela achreinim. This din that for a lav you have to give away all your money is that only for a lav bekum vasei. That means to be over on the lav to eat the chaza to do something and be over on a lav. It's a lav that you're doing with a ma'isa. So mamelan, don't do that ma'isa. First, give away all your money, could they not to do that ma'isa? But leza'ameitz is punfaket. Leza'ameitz, really, you're supposed to be giving. And if you don't give, b'shev al-tas, you can be over on a lav of leza'ameitz. If I don't give, if I do nothing, then I'll be over on a lav. This din, you have to give away all your money, not to be over a lav, was it said for even a lav that the avera of the lav is a emboi ma'isa. That means for me to be over this lav, I'm not going to do a ma'isa. It means I'm not going to be mechalul the Torah b'kum vasei. I'm going to be mechalul only b'shev atasa, chulilah. So for that, it's a chakir, it's a makhlek, it's a achreinim, are you mechuyiv to give up all your money. So in a kanami, some want to say that this is the teretz over here. That b'yisayir hanami, you should really have to give up all your money. But hayayis, this lav, the way to be oivan this lav, is b'shev atasa. For shev atasa, I'm not mechuyiv to give up all my money. So memela, that's why I could still have the limitation of a chaymish just like I have by mitzvah aseis. It's legar from a mitzvah aseis, but just like a mitzvah aseis, also b'shev atasa. But I have to give up a chaymish. So for this lav, it's also limited to a chaymish, menish me a chaymish, because it's b'shev atasa. That's one etzah. The other etzah is a Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin says that loisa ametz, the lavim of tzedakah, was said in the oifin with his anasei. That's how. That's it. Chazal knew that hayois the aseis are limited to a chaymish, because that's the cloud that they have. That they bereiv kachmasim. They understood that you're not mechuyev to give up more than a chaymish for an asei. So the lav of loisa ametz, the lav that was said by tzedakah, was said only in the oifin of the asei. No, Sintita, in all the essays, that din is only up to a chaymish. So leis ametz, don't Don't not do that. Don't sit back. On those mitzvahs asays. Say, yois, I'm not mechuyev to give on the mitzvahs asay more than a chaimish, so the lav is not more than a chaimish either. But up to a chaimish is a mitzvahs asay, many mitzvahs asays, and a mitzvahs lois asay of tzedakah, because the p'tur hamavazis, only havazis yetzim yechaimish, but up to a chaimish, there's a chiyev gomer. Those are the two standard. Tameks are still gone today, Baruch Hashem. The only problem is that, like today, that the Anim HaMerubim, if you would have to give Tameks Soya to every single person, you'd be bankrupt. So you have to limit it to up to a Chaimish. Up to a Chaimish, in the Kanamid is a Chiv. But more than a Chaimish. And a Chanami, but we're going to learn, Miat Hashem, we'll see. And a Chanami, beside you're right, but we'll see that not on every Oni, I am a Chiv, Tameks Soya. Because if he's anyway going. Door, collecting from door to door, that person you're not mechuyev to give him day maksari because he'll get it from other people. But echanam, if you know somebody who's not going around collecting, and echanam is a chiyev day maksari. If you're in a position to, you could afford to do that, and echanam you're mechuyev to do that.
You said the lav is only to chumish if the lav came a lot before the takana.
No, the lav was said on the assays, and the assays we knew was only a chumish. But reich hakmosim they knew. Now when you say it's a takana, I should really point out it's not pshat. The Yishalmi in Peya says that the Gemara is that Rav Gamliel also used to do a chaimish, whatever, he said not to do more than a chaimish. I, Rav Gamliel, lived before the Takana, that's my raya, that this Usha, the Takana was in the second Usha, because the first Usha by Rav Gamliel, whatever, but anyway, but you see that Rav Gamliel lived before, and for the Yishalmi, really was a halacha, v'nishtacha, it was a halacha kedemis, maybe even halacha, which we've seen, it doesn't say clearly in Yishalmi, but it was nishtacha mikla Yisrael. I guess they never were in a position because Baruch Hashem, there was Oisha during the Man HaBayis and the Anim were Mumuratim, so it was never a problem to give the Maksari. All of a sudden, by the time the Churban started, they all of a sudden got hit. And in Berev Koch Mosim, they were Zaycha to be Machavin to the Halacha that was from Amal, that not to give more than a Chaimish. But Be'etim, it's a Halacha. It's not a Takana de Rabbanan that they were Oika. It's a Darais. It means it's a sheer Darais. They Berev Koch Mosim, they understood. To be Miyashiv the Psukim, or the Rekadakin Noim, or Chayek HaKoyim, or whatever the story is, they touched up the Pasuk that these mitzvahs are say, and the mitzvah even of Alois I say of Tzedakah, was not more than a Chaimish. Day Maksari is when you're in the position to give Day Maksari, and it won't make you go give more than a Chaimish, means which was a Zman HaBayis. But Zman HaBayis, everyone did it like that. That was the only form of Tzedakah. Baruch Hashem, they were always able to do that. It was only in Chut. We can't even understand it. We are so vait from reality. We are so vait from the mitzvah ketikuna, we don't even understand it. But that is how it was. The mitzvah was for every single person was Deimach Zayre.
Then Deimach Zayre could have been $2.
Correct. Maybe the Aniyim weren't such Aniyim, and Baruch Hashem, everyone else were in affluent, they were in a position to do it. Today, unfortunately, the Aniyim outnumber the Ashir, and we have a problem on our hands.
You say that Allah was a Chumash, Ayyvaz is a Chumash. How do you say that the Chiv was Dei Maksari at that point?
The Pasuk is Dei Maksari. No, at that point kicked in that halakha. It means Bizman HaBayis, no one ever gave up to a chaimish. It wasn't necessary. Even less than a chaimish, people were able to be fulfilled. They maksayre. Came along the Churban, and now people couldn't afford to do it, so they were giving beyond their means, literally, and now it was a problem. Come along Chazal, and they understood that it was limited to a chaimish. So Mamela, yes, Yechiv is Dei Maksari, but it's capped at a chaimish. More than that, the Torah is not mechayev to give. All right. Excellent. We're going to get to it. Cheski yesterday, last week, Mitzrayim, it's on the agenda. All right. Let's start the halachas, and we'll start to bring this out, and we'll talk about Maisa. What we're trying to do is understand what is our shiurim of tzedakah. Zok the mechaber, reish mem tes sif aleph. Shir nisinasa, the shir nisina, im yodem meseges, if you're in the ability to be mekayim mekitikunoi, Yitain kefi tzarech ha'anim. You have to give kefi the tzarech ha'anim. Like we're saying, dei maksaya. That is the mitzvah in the Torah. Whatever the tzarech ha'anim are. V'im ein yodim mesekes. However, if yadoi is not mesekes, which is groundhog today, unfortunately, kokak. Yitain ad chaimish nechosev. You have to, it's limited up to chaimish shem nechosev, but you should give up to chaimish nechosev. Mitzvah minam ha'chvetz. It's a mitzvah minam ha'chvetz. It's the preferable amount to give is a chaimish. V'echud me'asaro, to give a tenth. It's midabeninus. That's only average. That's nothing great about that. Parkas mikan, if you give less than a tenth, that's already an ayin ra. That's a person who has an ayin ra who doesn't have the sensitivity and the appreciation of how to be mefarnes aniyim. So there are three shirim here. There's a shir of a chomish, a shir of ma'isa, and pakas mikan, which is a nayin ra. Now, when we talk about, all right, let's. What's the mechaber mean? Shir nisi nasim yodim maseges yidin kafitzer chaniim ve'men yodim maseges kol kach linchik. What does it mean yodim maseges? So if yodim maseges, you're supposed to give more than a chomish. Then we know he can't be. Hamavazis al yavazis yesim mechomish. It's a nisa al yavazis yesim mechomish. You're not allowed. Granted, there is a Pirsha Mishnais. Pirsha Mishnais says you are allowed, and it's a Midas Chasidus. You can give more of a Pasha. They all ask on the Pirsha Mishnais, it's Fakef Lachayf Nagma, Ayavazay Zietzim Mechaymich. The Orkha Shukhan says that we're talking about, it means, Yad HaMasakas means where there's not enough, there's really not too many Aniyim. There's Faket, there's a few Aniyim, and Klal Yisrael is Yad HaMasakas to give and provide for them, even if it's less than a tenth, and that's fine, so you don't have to give it. It's only in Yad HaMasakas, there are too many Aniyim, so then you're limited to these Shirim. That's Orkha Shukhan's Pshat. Oh, that's going to be the second part of the Mechaba. We'll get to it in a second. If you want, we'll say it now. The chaymish zesh amru, this chaymish that we are speaking about, shonari shayna me'akar, and when you start it off, you should give it me'akar, and take all your assets that you have and give off a chaymish. So now, sort of, you will mafresh your chaymish on your nechazim. Mikan ve'elech, now from all your profits, chaymish shereviach b'koshan. You don't have to give again a chaymish from all your nechazim, because if you, for every single year, if you're going to give chaymish from a nechazim, after 5 years, you're going to have nothing left. Teretz is, no, you have to give the first year chaymish of all your assets. After that, you only have to give chaymish from your income, from your revach, each year. And this halakha looked in the shaks of cotton bays. It's huodin lagabi the shir maisa. The huodin be maisa labenini, that year is the same thing. Shanoisin shana rishena maisa mea karen. You have to give maisa from the karen. Vakakak, once you took care of your karen, vakakak maisa mea revach. Afterwards, then you have to give maisa from the profits that you make each year.
No,
this is the first year that he's on his own, he's independent, he just got married, the first year is going, now he has no chasim, till now he was saying chashukhan aviv, right now he's starting, so the very first thing he does is give a chaymish or maisa from all his chasim, mekan ve'elek he gives from his profits. We'll discuss. Alright, so now, you see in the Mechaba doesn't mention anything about maisa k'sofim as a new din as maisa k'sofim. He's giving you shiurim of tzedakah. There's a chaymish, there's maisa, and there's an ayin ra. That's it. Anything less than maisa is an ayin ra. There's no din. In fact, the mechaba, or for that matter, it's a myth that there's such a thing, myth, chalila, but there's an Indian that people understand as maisa k'safim. It's even on the tzedakah, shtay tzedakah or maisa. There's an Indian on maisa, shtay nishan, it's not in Talmud Bavli, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's got the Achrayim, Chuvis, Kadmoinim discuss this in your Maisek Zofim, but it's nowhere really to be found in conventional Sarm. It's not in text, and not in the Gemara, and not in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells you it's a share of how much to give tzedakah. Where did Maisek Zofim come from? So it really, it's a Machlokes Achrayim. There's a Taisis on the Gemara. The Gemara in Tainis, and it talks about Aser Tesaser, which we discussed last week, of Aser B'Shosha Tesaser, on Daf Tesa Mer Aleph, Tosis says, "Hoki isa b'sifri, aser ta aser, eis kol tvua zaracha, hayotze asad d'shon hashono, ein li elo tvua zaracha, shechayv b'maisa." We know that chiv maisa is on pradus, on tvua. Ribis of pragmatio, v'chok shar revoch menayin, any other form of profit, how do you know? Tamoloi me es kol. Dava motzal me me es tvua ascho. My kol tvua ascho, l'rabis ribis of pragmatio, v'chol dovish shemaviyak boy. And there are different medrashim who discuss it, but in Gemara Bavli and the Shulchan Aruch is now brought down. It's a makar is. It's learned out that there's an inyan of to give ma'isa not only from tvu, to give ma'isa from all revachim, from ma'isa on money as well, from all your revachim. Some learn mikan heyos it's a drasha from kol tvu azaraka kol rabbi is even shar revachim. Some learn that it's a mitzvah de'iraisa. It's a chiyav de'iraisa. Others say it can't be a chiv de raisa, it's only an asmachna, so mamela it's a chiv de rabon. It's makloikas achrayim. And then there are those who say, which is many achrayim who say, that it's not even a chiv de rabon, it's a minig toiv, it's a minig kodum, In fact, the minig already started. We have from Avraham Avinu. The Ravi brings down a Masa Galna Rambam. That's one of the things that Avraham Avinu was tikkun from this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu said, "Asa es renu loch," which is the Gemara learns out. It's actually a chaimish. That's how Chazal knew Hamavazes Ayavazes Yesmin chaimish, because it says Asa es renu loch, a double tenth. Asa es renu loch, I'll give 2 tenths. So 2 tenths is a fifth. That's how you know a chaimish. So we know that it's a minig keduma to give my son a chaimish, but it's not a chiyev, it's only a minik. And Roiv Achroinim, I would say, go with that. It's only a minik. And the Raya Lukhari is from here. They bring this Raya. What's the Rambam saying, the Shulchan Aruch saying? Pokus Mikan Ayin Ra, which is a Pokus Mikan, is an Avarian, he's over the rice of Asa Asren, of Kotu Azarech, or Kotchit the Rabbonin. He's an Avarian, he's over this the Rabbonin. Why is the Mechabe say Pokus Mikan is only an Ayin Ra? Is a raya that this chiyuv maisa is only a minik? It's a minik toiv. No, it's a minik toiv, and it's an important minik, but it's not a chiyuv, not a deraisa, and not a derabonin. And that's how most places can go with. And mameila hayes is only a minik. The mitzvah of shitas when it comes to machlokes and of which things are a chayv b'maisa and all different defanim, which in Yerushalayim we hope to discuss in the following weeks. The mitzvah is from coolest because they know that it's not a chiyuv deraisa. It's not even a the Rabbanan, it's only a minig. Now, this minig, even though, like I said, it's only a minig, it's still a good thing to do. First of all, it's a minig kadam, like I said. Second of all, our pi Kabbalah, there's a very important side on this minig. I don't know Kabbalah, but this Rama Kadashim keep on saying about this minig, this minig of to give Maisa, how many Olamis it's done, and the Inyanim, and the Oisha that's involved and the Schusim that's in there, it's an amazing thing. It's tak amazing that somehow Chazal didn't make a takon on it, but it's an amazing Inyan Api Kabbalah to give a Maisa. Another thing is that Dalmei Hocha this Minig, it's a Chiv, but you saw it's a Chiv. Zozayna not al Betaris Maisa, but it's a Chiv Mitaris Midabeninis. We want to know Shir Tzedakah. What is a Shir to give Tzedakah? Machabe says Midabeninis is to give Maisa. Really, you're supposed to give a Chaimish. Chaimish is very nice. It's Mitzvah Menamovka. I was thinking of writing on the signs Tzedakah Vechaimish, but I didn't think anyone would understand what I would say. So I wrote Tzedakah Maisa, but be saw it's not Maisa, it's Tzedakah Vechaimish. You're supposed to give a Chaimish. It's Mitzvah Menamovka to give a Chaimish. Fortunately, today, I know I've got a few people who give a chaimish, but it's not widespread. But beside mitzvah min ha-machor is to give a chaimish. Sorry? Okay, so very good. That's what I would like to go into right now. One second. That's what I want to go into right now. So, chutz from these minhagim, let's go back, right? The drawing board is really beside, you're supposed to be giving day maksari for every onion that knocks on the door. Comes along, okay, we capped it at a chaimish. So more than a chaimish al yavazes, because that's going to put you in a position, a vulnerable position, you could go bankrupt. But a chaimish is not going to make you go bankrupt. So b'zai you should be mechiv to give a chaimish. So where's this inyan, this takana to give maisa? Where is time? Forget it. It's a chiv medin to give a chaimish. What's going on? So if you look in the paiskim, some paiskim say that this whole inyan of to give maisa was when there's loikaimi anim. There are no anim to give it to. You live in a city, Baruch Hashem, the 1-2 anim in the city was already provided for. Baruch Hashem, there's no more anim, and there's still excess money, you still didn't reach your share of ma'isa. So just like by tzvua, the halacha is, that even though, let's say you don't have anim around to give ma'isa ani, or if you don't have a kohanim around to give truma gadol, or a levim around to give ma'isa rishon, nevertheless, you're mechuyev to be mafrish ma'isa, and take that mice and find the ani, or find the levi, or find the kain. So too, they want to say that was the whole minig of to give maisa. The maisa k'safim was a minig that when you're in a position that there are no aniim, you're mechuyev, there's an inyan, a minig, just like the gemis, the maisa and truma of the Torah, there's an inyan to be mafresh maisa, hafreshes maisa, the person says there's an inyan to taka be mafresh it, do hafreshes maisa, and then go after and find an aniim. If there's no aniim in your city, go to the next city, go run around till you can find an ani to give it to. So even though be yisoy, there's no chiv tzedakah, because no one was tevei you tzedakah, you don't know of any aniim, but the inyan was to be mafresh maisa, and go find the aniim. That was this inyan of Maisa. Today, there's Kaimi Anim, so that wouldn't make it. Another teretz that the Achrenim give is that even when there were aniyim around, like we discussed before, the chiv is only day maksayir. But if he knocks from door to door, he can get this day maksayir from the entire shtat. I'm a chiv to give him day maksayir. If he's only coming to me, yes. But if he's going around town, then everyone gives koprut to prut to Mr. Revis till he gets his day maksayir. So to patter myself, I could have patted myself even with a little bit. I could have patted myself by giving a prut, a dollar, whatever it is. I didn't have to give my home maisa because he'll be provided for from the rest of the city. Came along this minig to give maisa, to be mafish maisa, beyond yuchiv tzedakah, more than what you mukhiv to do apidin. But again, today, if there's kaimi aniyim, then forget al mehocha, this inyan, this minig maisa, you mukhiv to give minadin. We're going to get to it. It's really totally up there. Let's go to the next series. What's this inyan of maisa? So the avos chesed, Amis, if you want, is that the first two terutzim means we said it's a loikai me'anim type of a teretz. The first is mamish loikai me'anim. Second teretz is loikai me'anim enough because he's going to be satisfied, he's going to be taken care of by the rest of the city. That's not going to work in the Mechabe either, Be'etzim, or the Ramam, really. Ramam is even more mufush than Mechabe because Pasha's lashon Mechabe is. All of a sudden you have the shirim. That means it's aniyim. It's ein yodim esek. Means you know of the aniyim. It's kaimi aniyim, and he's not going to have it. Pashi, he's not going to get it from the whole town. Right? That I don't have such a right, but at least I know for the first side it's kaimi aniyim. And nevertheless, you have the shirim. A chaimish, a ma'isa, a pox mikan ezayin ra. What happened if you're going to have this inyan of ma'isa? The Avos Chesed wants to suggest a third teretz, and he takes it to the next step. A whole different idea. And he says that this whole halacha with only negeya, this halacha, all the shirim of mitzvah min amavka, echem maizah midabenis, apoks mekan ezayin ra, hakabi ayin ra, if you have a chiv, hakabi ayin ra, if you have the zinin, he says that this thing is talking about where it's ein yodim masekes berevach, means you're not really in a comfortable position to provide for aniyim or to be mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah. Not only like we said before, the poshet, it's impossible. But even if shenzach, it's possible, you're going to have to shenzach to do it. It's very difficult for you to give away that sum of money, so much money to be Right, very good. Ein yodim masekes kokach. So he says, that's when this halacha was said, that even for someone who's ein yodim masekes kokach, that's when he should be giving a choymish mitzvah min amufko, maiso, which is mida beninis, or pox mekan ein ro. But he says, if someone who is masekes berevach, someone who has the ability to give, he's chayiv min adin. And if he doesn't give his full choymish, Zogda Avos Chesed, he's over a lav and many assays for every single oni that comes to his door. And that's how the Avos Chesed paskins on top. On the bottom he goes bariches, and at the end he blives tzorachin, maybe he steers a ram and tries to be miyashivit, other rishonim maybe not mashmim like this. But on top, on the top of the Avos Chesed, he paskins lahalacha, that if a person is yodoy maseges, berevach, this inyonim, this whole thing, this whole din of maisa, ayin roa, all this is nishnageya. He has a chiv midaraisa to give every single person, kefi yecholtoy, up to a chaymish. And he brings down from the Goyin that the Goyin wrote a letter when he was his famous letter when, to his family when he was planning on taking a trip to Eretz Israel. He's mazir his family that they should be careful to give a chaymish, because if they give anything less than a chaymish, they're going to be over isurim deraisa kiseida. He says, "What's pshat? It's only a mita raw, ain raw. I can be the benin. That's what mitzvah min amuvka." He says, "Because the Goyin held like that too, that if it's yodi maseges, then you have an issa deraisa to give anything less than a chaimish. If it's ein yodim asegas kol kach, that's when these shirim kicked in. And that's when this inyan of maisa is. When it's ein yodim asegas kol kach, that's when you should give maisa.
Can I give a prut less than
a chaimish? I hear. It's a good taina. I hear. God, they say he's supposed to be exact. Anyway, it's very difficult. He's supposed to be exact for maisa. But, so kum feis loit aves chesed, that the inyan to give maisa, or maybe a chaymish, is a good idea for other reasons. Because chutzun a maisa, for a person who might be in the position of yodim asegas, for him it's a chiv deraisa on every single onik that comes to him, that if he falls short of that amount, he's going to be over this issa. So in a kanami, for that type of oni in a kanami, you don't have to give. But there are anim that you know of who are too ashamed to go to collect tzedakah, even though right? There are aniyim, I'm sure, in your shul. I know there are aniyim in my shul who could use the money to for chasen expenses, but they're not going around collecting money. There might be private gviyas done for them privately, but for that person who's not going and he needs, you have to give them aksai, right? For him, you're going to have a chiv to give them aksai, and anything you fall short on that ani is going to be an issa min
ha-Torah. That he's going around doesn't take away from the general concept of kaimei ani.
If he goes around, you still have the mitzvah of tzedakah. You don't have the din of day maksari, which we're going to learn, which might be a little bit off. You can't turn him short. You can't give him nothing. You have to give him something, which we're going to learn as well. But this inin of day maksari, who get from other people. What?
Wouldn't happen from maisa. All
right, so if you have this inyan of maisa, means this inyan of maisa nechasim, so an ekonami, that could be innate. You have to give maisa nechasim when he's going to go somewhere else, like I discussed. He'll get the maksari somewhere else. But the maisa is he's not going to get the maksari. There's not enough to go around. He might be able to scrimp and make it with some chayvis and have a half a chasana. It's still not the maksari. The maksari means the maksari. It means bakovedik. It doesn't mean that he has a chasana in some shul or some dinky hur. You don't make your chasana there, so he doesn't have to make his chasana there either, Pasha. So he has to make whatever is kafi, his status of Dei Maksari, which we're going to learn what means Dei Maksari. Because I'll talk about sus and people running before him. If that's what he's used to, then that's kergelo, you mechuyv to give that. If take it to an extreme, I don't know if it ever happened at Kedei Kak, but let's say you'll have Reichman, right, and he had a fall, Baruch Hashem, he went back up, but at his falling period, if he wasn't able to keep up his style of living, there would be a chiv on every yachid v'yachid to give them maksari kafi his stature, to kafi his hergela, whatever it was. We're going to discuss them maksari mo barichas mitzvah later. But that would be the chiv. The chiv is, so come to this like Davis Chesed, this whole union is only when it's ein yodah masekes kokak. But if you have kaimi anim, which unfortunately today there are, I mean, anyone who has his eyes on the lookout sees the anim all around him. If he doesn't have those eyes, at least get it in the mail with tzedlik, you know, 10 letters a day. They are kaimi aniyim. He's mechuyev to give, and if it's yodim hazakis, he's mechuyev to give a full chaimish. It's a very stark thing. It's frightening a bit, but it, you know, a jolt. And you go to the halakha, it's a chiv, according to Avos Chesed at least, it's a chiv mid araisa to give a chaimish. Now, like to Avos Chesed, you can have an interesting pshat here. We said before, Shir Nisi Nosem Yodim Meseges. So what does that mean, Yom Yodim Meseges? Supposed to give more than Chaimish? It can't be. Ayivazik Yaisim Yechaimish. So we said, the Orcha Shulchan says, that we're talking about, it means, Yom Yodim Meseges means where there's not enough, there's really not too many Aniyim. There's Faket, there's a few Aniyim, and Klal Yisrael is Yodim Meseges to give and provide for them, even if it's less than a tenth, and that's fine, so you don't have to give it. It's only in Yodim Meseges, there are too many Aniyim, so then you're limited to the Shirim. That's Orcha Shulchan Pshat. But according to the Avos Chesed, there's a different Pshat in the Mechaba. He doesn't say it, but L'chayi, it's a different Pshat in the Mechaba. It's Shir Nisi Nasa in Yodim Meseges, is eating Kefi Tarek Aniyim, you got to go all the way and max out. Max out at the chaimish, and the techiv minadin midaraisa kama says in alaf. It's an ein yodim mesagas kokak. It's only if it's ein yodim mesagas kokak, then all of a sudden kicks in the shirim. Yitin at chaimish mitzvah menamufko. I saw as a midabeninis. But if it's yodim mesagas, you don't have the shirim. It's a yodim mesagas. It's a chayiv midaraisa to give a chaimish. As I come to us on Avos Chesed. So it's even more than a chaimish. Yeah, we're going to see that there are exceptions to the rule. But Pashtas, Chazal is Ayivaz, Yes, Mekom. There are exceptions. Ramah is going to bring down an exception.
Even more than a chaimish. He says Chloe. He says, Anik Bifanov is even more than a chaimish.
That, because that's a different din later on. You'll have a din, different din of not to turn down somebody Bechdi. We'll see, Mietz Hashem. But Sechiv, the Raisa, you max out at a chaimish. That's where it stops. But it very well could be that that's where it starts. I'm saying there's nothing less than a chaimish either if it's yodim mesekes. If it's ein yodim mesekes, then you have the yeshirim. All right, but anyway, going back to the inyan of maisa. So we have an inyan of maisa k'sofim. So now, the inyan of maisa k'sofim was gezogt when? Inyan of maisa k'sofim was gezogt when it's ein yodim mesekes kol kach. Then there was an inyan to give maisa, even if there are no anim around. You should be mafresh the maisa. If there are anim, you should make sure to Shenzok to try to give that maisa from the chos and from all the revik that you had. And what's that din? We said that the din is the first year you give a tenth of all your nechasim, or a fifth, 20% of all your nechasim, mikan velech, you only give it from your profit. That's, all right. Let's start the Rambam. Va'yivazi is Adam Yosim Mechamish, like we just said. Va'yivazi Adam Yosim Mechamish, le'itzdarek le'briyas. So he spells it out clearly. Even though the Mechab and the Rambam didn't bring it down, Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Erech, and he didn't bring it down the Gabi Tzedaka. It's a shayla, why not? But the Rambam immediately points out, Va'yivazi is Adam Yosim Mechamish, she'le'itzdarek le'briyas. So you shouldn't have to come on to Briyas. So the Olam is bothered by, and I'm bothered by it too, that what do you mean? When you itzdarek Yosim, we already have Avtacha. The Rambam's Kapaskan Shulchan Aruch Pesach Halach, which we did last week, Shteit in Reish Mem Zayin Sif on Beis, second Halach and Hilchas Tzedaka. Lo Eilam Ein Odom Me'ani Menat Tzedaka V'Lo Yidava Ra V'Lo Hezek Mezgalga La Yada Shenem Avoya Maisat Tzedaka Shalom. Our person will never have anything bad happen to him. He won't become poor. Nothing will happen to him if he gives Tzedaka. So how could it be that Ba'usha Eskino Al Yavazik Yais Mechamish L'Yistarek L'Briyas? What do you mean? He'll never come on to Briyas. We already have Avtacha that a person will never, nothing bad will ever happen to such a person. So how could it be that they needed to come onto the Sakana? Where were these people going bankrupt? How is it Shaykh? So I found a Rishon Letzion who asked the Kash. Rishon Letzion is Zarachem HaKadosh. He has a, he got a Seifan Novi, he's also called Rishon Letzion, but he has in the back of his Seifan Shas, he has a halakas on Yeridea. So he's more famous for his Pritayan. For Prichodesh, Prichodesh Pritaya. He argued with the Prichodesh. So the Pritaya, he's more famous for that on Yeridea. But he has, on the second half of Yeridea, he has a Rishon Letzion, and over there he asked the Kasha, and this is his teretz, and I'll tell you his lashon is, Yeshleima, I'm being Makatash Tikka, but Yeshleima, that over here we're talking about the Mayri, the Ein Doichik La'anim Kokach, that the Anim situation is not so desperate. Memela, and he wants to give more than a chaimish to fulfill their maksai, right? He state ayavazi jesim chaimish, and that's what the lashon is. He says v'reitzel levazveis. What's the lashon bizbuz? Bizbuz is like throwing out money. Bizbuz ayavazi jesim chaimish. Why is it a bizbuz? So he says we're talking about the anim don't need it so much. It's ein anim a doiche kokak. So then you have this din of ayavazi jesim chaimish, but over there it's talking about where they needed it. Memeli says no, in a Hanami, for those people who need it, it's not a bizbuz. You don't have to dinah. If an Ani really needs it, in a Hanami, you mechiv to give it to the Ani, and don't worry about it, he says. You'll have the avtacha of the Rambam, of the Makaba, you'll have the avtacha that nothing will ever happen to you, and you won't become an Ani, and everything is fine. That's the Ora Chaim's, the Rishon Letzion's teretz. Now, to be magdid 100%, but it's talking about where the tzarech aniyim is not kolkach, they're not doicha kolkach, so then it's ayavazi yis mekav, then somehow you don't have this haftaka, and then you could, chulila, become an ani yourself if you give away too much. But if the ani really needs it, ayavazi doesn't apply, and faket, if you give more, you have haftaka, nothing's going to happen. That's the Rishon Letzion's teretz. I didn't see anybody else who asked this kasha, but libo oimali, I don't want to, Lulei Dvarav HaKadoshim, I would say the following teretz. We see pashas, Ayavazi Yetz Mekoimish is Ayavazi. I mean, Ari says from Rosh Taim and otherwise, but the Poiskam Mavu, Ayavazi Yetz Mekoimish, except for certain exceptions, is Ayavazi Yetz Mekoimish, not allowed to give more than a Koimish, because we don't want a person to come. It doesn't say over there that when a person needs, or this kaimi anim, I mean, pashas, the whole reason why it came out to be was people were giving away their money because other people were netzrachim gedolim, not just tam, were l'revak pashtis. I don't have a right to that. But it seems ayavazis means ayavazis yesu mechemish no matter what. And I would tell you, balabatish, is that it starts the other way. Chazal came to the conclusion that it was a chaimish, because either they had stiris hapsukim, or because they knew chayecha koitmen, whatever they knew, how b'reif chak mosa, that they understood that the chiv of tzedakah, or for that matter, all mitzvahs says, stop at a chaimish. Once that chiv stops at a chaimish, past a chaimish, avada maybe you have a kiyum mitzvah tzedakah, but you don't have a chiv of mitzvah tzedakah. That's not the tzedakah that the Torah is mechayev you. Avada, if you do it, avada, it's praiseworthy, and avada, it's a nice thing, let's say, although Chazal said not to. Ayavazi is what I'm saying, without that extra love of ayavazi. It means you would think that maybe it's a nice Indian to do, it's extra credit. But Yizikah don't have the chiv. Chazal even said, not only that you're not allowed to, but Yizikah don't have a chiv to give more than a chaimish. But Mele, if you don't have the chiv, then you don't have the avtacha of the chiv of tzedakah. Someone who gives tzedakah, and he's mechuyev to give tzedakah, and it's a tzedakah of the Torah, of the mitzvahs I say, that tzedakah, you have a haftakah that nothing will ever happen to you. But if you go beyond the chiv, and that's the bizbuz, if you mevazeh is more than you have to, so you're a spendthrift, you're going more than you have to, at that point, you don't have that haftakah anymore. So memela could come out, it was nitzok laniyim. What?
Why does it undo the
haftacha
that you had in
Tulachaymish? No, enachanami. I'm saying you have that. No, Tulachaymish is fine, but it means. I know, one second. If a guy has a haftacha and then he takes away all his money and he throws it out, so haftacha is not going to help him, right? So, up to Chaymish means whatever he gave away up to Chaymish, he has the haftacha. But for every dollar beyond the Chaymish, that's it. It's a dollar coming out of his pocket. He has no haftacha that he's going to get that dollar back. He has no haftacha. It's not going to cause him any anias. But mainly he's going to be in trouble. Because if he could afford to give 20% of his income to tzedakah, that's fine and he won't go bankrupt. But because now he gave 40%, he's going to go bankrupt. So that extra 20% broke him. That extra 20%, he has no haftacha. The haftacha was for yechiv of tzedakah. More than you have tzedakah, you don't have haftakah. Now it could be that that's really what the Rishon LeZion means as well, because it's not clear from him how he understood Ayavazi Yetzim Mechomish. From him it might seem, there are diukim that he holds, maybe like Ari mentioned, that he holds that if you're capable and you're in that position, then you would have a chiv more than a chomish. So Mele, he says that kafi tzerchanim, kafi omatzah, ben ochanami. So whatever you're mechuyev to do, you'll have the haftakah. Whatever you're not mechuyev to do, then that's going to come on to be nitzrak lebrius or kuli lekut. You don't have the haftakah to prevent that from happening. But anyway, he's the only person I saw ask the kasha. It's a pasha. You say, what's going on here? How could it come out? If the whole takana was only shayisarek lebrius, lekut will never happen because you have this haftakah.
In the first place, it just got lost and the kusha put it back. Then the chiyuv was only.
So that's what I'm saying. So the chiv is only a chaymish, and more than that, l'chay, you don't have haftacha. That's what I'm saying. He says a lashon, it's not aniyim deiche kolkach. So the aniyim which are deiche kolkach, the aniyim which are not deiche kolkach, they all need a aniyim kaimi, but in some aniyim you'll have the haftacha, in some aniyim you won't have the haftacha.
So last week, if the aniyim don't need,
well, it does say tzarek. It's not deka kol kach. So we know that the anim need it, but the Rishon LeZion just saying it's not kol kach. It means, let's say, for example, he would like to make a chasen, and a normal chasen costs $40,000. If you make a chatzi chasen, you can do it for $20,000. So you give him $20,000 now, you got him over the... Okay, now he can make a chasna. But that's not the maksari, so you should have to give more than that. You have to give him $40,000. So kafi tzarekanim, maybe that only who can make a $20,000 or $25,000 chasna, that's not a deka kokak to give him more to make.
Let's say your chasna is 50, and the only time the most beautiful chasna is 40. So not be mekayim your chiyuv.
No, then you have to give up to chaymish. The din is only ayavazi zeis mekayimish. Because betim you say it is day maksari. So vivayit,
it's
it is the tzaka. No, because it's not. It is tzedakah, because if a $40,000 chasna is a day maksari and he only is making $25,000 chasna, so then he doesn't have day maksari. You have a chiv to be mashlim the rest. You have a chiv to do day maksari.
You can give more. If it's within your ability to give 50,
then you should give it. If a normal person only has, Lamasha, let's say a normal person only has a $40,000 chasna and you want to make for an only $100,000 chasna, I don't know, it might be a ches, it might be a nice thing, but I don't know if you can call that tzedakah. His tzedakah stops at 50, whatever is normal for that person. That's where tzedakah stops.
I'm talking about the person that's giving the money. From the side of the person that's giving the money, if my chumash is $100,000 and I'm using up all the aniyim in town at $50,000,
you still have left?
I still have left over. What do you do at that point?
So that's it. Faket, that's according to Aruch HaShulchan, that's the ratio of the Machabah. Shir Nisi Nosa, Im Yodam Masege, Zitin Kifi Tzarek Haniyim. If there's no more Tzarek Haniyim, so you stop, you're Potter. You have no Chiv Tzedak anymore. Even without reaching a chaymish, even without reaching Maisa, even less than a Maisa, if you provided for all the anim that you know of, you're potter. That's it. There's no problem. There's an inim still of Maisa to be mafreshetent and find anim in other places. Okay. or wait for a rainy day where the aniyim will come later on. Okay, but your chiv of midarais is only if the aniyim are nitzrachim, and if there are no aniyim nitzrachim, pashut avada, you're going to be potter. It's not a problem. And he's not going to collect an Eretz Yisrael. What's he going to do?
He's going to make a smaller chasna, but his day matzor is 40.
And if you're in the position, okay, I don't know. Well, let's get to it when we talk about more about day matzor, when the guy goes door collecting. All right, let's try to do a little more than Rambam. Just hop around to try to finish the Rambam. Ma'isik Sofim, by the way, there's a lot here. We're going to discuss all the protein, but we have to just get to Yisaidis here. V'davka Dr. Rambam, kol yumei kayev. Your entire life, you're not allowed to be mevazei zeisu mechemesh. Avo b'shas moisai, at the time a person is nifta, so he doesn't have the problem of shemi yitzdarek lebriyas, because he's not going to need it. Yachol, what? Means he knows he's yeah, vada. B'shas moisai, he's writing a tzava, let's say, so he could be very healthy, he could be a young whippersnapper, but he's writing a tzavah, what's going to be like a meva. So at that point, he'd be allowed, he has a right to give anything he wants. Now, what's the chiddush? You could say the chiddush is, even though he's depriving his yoshim from that tzedakah, and maybe his yoshim could need it, and we're going to hopefully discuss, but there's Indian of Ma'av and Achla. It might not be so partial to do this, but I guess in Mechalek B'chayev, we'll discuss. I just want to get to Yisoidis here. Ve'ein la'asois, this is just to address your thing, Ari, that you see that this is an exception. I didn't say your exception, but all right. Ve'ein la'asois mimaisa sheloi dva mitzvah. You should not use maisa for a mitzvah. The Rama, if he's using a lashon, mimaisa sheloi, he looked like there's a bitui called Maisa. There's a chefza called Maisa. Means that the minig was already at the times of the Ramah, Maril, it's already out of minig, like we said in the Chazal already. But in the Machaba, there's no such thing as Maisa. There's a choymish, there's a Maisa with the Beninis, it's a shear of Yenisina, it's really a shear of Asogaz Yad. Ve'ein la'asos mimaisa sheloi dva mitzvah, kigoy neiris lebeis haknesses, oy shar dva mitzvah. You shouldn't use this money for mitzvahs. Rak yitnenu la'aniyim. You should give it to aniyim. And the Medrash says it should be aniyim amalei Torah. It should be aniyim amalei Torah. If inyan of ma'isa was an inyan of shir tzedakah, well, dal me'ocham ma'isa for a second, just go to the Mechaba. The shir tzedakah, it's pashid, shir tzedakah is only for aniyim. Yechiv is deimak, say, all these inyanim, lo'isa'am eitza, nasein titeim, were gazak by aniyim, not if you want to build a shul, and not if you want to do other mitzvahs, you want to buy a nice esrei, and all the mitzvahs that you plan on doing, which is beautiful, but that's not the lavim and asayim in the Torah of tzedakah. Tzedakah was gezak for aniyim. And if he means the mice of the machabed, zicha has to go to aniyim. But pashas, what he really means is, like I said, is he means the bita is mice of what was noy, that they used to give mice exoffins. Coming from the maril, it's clear like that. And the inyan is that mice was also, this minig of mice was also gezak to give to aniyim. That was the din. It was has to be to give to aniyim. You can buy or build the nicest shul, or make the nicest svarim, and have your name printed on this Maduris or Schattenstein art scroll, or Friedman Schatz, whatever it is. It's very nice and beautiful, and it's very praiseworthy, but nevertheless, has nothing to do with Maisa. Has nothing to do with Mitzvah's Tzedakah of Yuchiyuvim of this Sif. Yuchiyuvim this Sif is a Choymish or Maisa for Aniyim. And that's Parshat Pshat reading of the Ramah is as well, that you have to give Rak Yitnenu L'Aniyim. What? Right. Maybe that's what Rosh Taimim meant. It means all the other mitzvahs and Bati Midrashim and all that goes after you gave your chemish to aniyim. So they discuss Moses if it goes to the aniyim amalei Torah, the Yisoid aniyim, kanim levim. Where does it come from? Let's just start. Where does it come from, this inyan to give to aniyim amalei Torah? So the... It's already mefurish, but Avskasa points it out again. He says that it has to be the gemes to the chiv of Maisa Rishon that you had. He's supposed to give to Kanim and Levim. They were the Oivdei Hashem. They didn't avoid the Beis HaMikdash, but he said they were aniyim because they didn't have any other panos, right? They had no chelik v'nachla with Klal Yisrael, and they needed to be provided for. So you provided. That's how you gave. You gave a Maisa to them. So it was Tamoli Torah. Yidua that they were the gemes, and Raman brings it down. So the gemes, the aniyim amalei Torah. That's where a chaimish came from. Now, we really don't have time to discuss, but I would just want to point out a beragolim. Yitzchem, next week we'll discuss it more barichis. But the beragolim learns differently this pshat in Ramah. He doesn't learn, like I'm telling you, that it means that the din was, this inyan amais was gezot faniyim. He says, if you look in, right after Sifkot Hey, there's like a circle, he says, Pirish, you know why you can't give it to tzedakah, to mitzvahs? Pirish, it's talking about those mitzvahs, shebalav hakim mechuyiv hakol ponim lasa, it's mitzvah zu. You're anyway mechuyiv to do this mitzvah, the right to lift him yimeno, mimaiso, enu rishai. If you anyway have a chiv to give, to do this mitzvah, and you want to use it for ma'isa, you're not allowed, because the halacha is, you're not allowed to pat yourself from a choy from ma'isa. That's a halacha, even regular, but you can't pat yourself from ma'isa. Avil e, rata lasas bo mitzvah she'enu kvar mechuyiv, whatever that means, you can have a mitzvah that you're not mechuyiv yet to do. If you want to do that, let's say build for your son's yeshiva, you want, or build zichron shner, and you don't have that chiv, let's say, to do, but it's a mitzvah, it's a nice thing to be ma'ada, kedushas beis haknesses, beis medrash, that you're not, but that you're rishai, since you don't have a chiv, the Baragola says that you're rishai, that you're allowed to take off of Maisa. So the Baragola takes the whole Ramah and takes it out of Pshuta. Kepshuta Ramah means that the whole Maisa was Gazak Fanim. The Baragola is Mechadish, that's not Pshat Ramah. Pshat Ramah is that you can't do mitzvahs that you're anyway Mukhiv to do. Either Ramah Fezoi is Raki Nenulanim. Nope. Love dafka. You don't have to give it to Anim. You can give it to other mitzvahs. It just means lafuke the reisha that took about those mitzvahs that you're ready mukhiv to do that you can't pat yourself from Maisa. It's a big chiddush. We'll talk about it barichas in Yetz Hashem next week.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.